Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, I'll be featuring six well-known artists with limited success on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, The Four Tops, The Messengers, Bobby Darin, The Supremes, The Commodores, Sammy Davis Jr., Martha the Vandellas, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up the next half hour as we feature well-known artists with limited success on the Motown record label.
My heart's in danger, 'cause you're leaving me for the love of a stranger. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from the Messengers, That's the Way a Woman Is. It only reached number 61 in the United States Pop Charts from 1971, but a catchy tune nonetheless. Before that, the Four Tops with Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over, number 18 in the Pop Charts, number 6 on the Moving Blues Charts from 1966. And we started with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and The Night did chart in the United States. It was released in 1972, but it did reach number 7 in the UK in 1975. You're on the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring well-known artists that had limited success on the Motown record label. Well, we just heard the first artist this hour with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The second one coming up, Bobby Darin, and the song is Happy, which was the love theme from the movie called Lady Sings the Blues. Well, Bobby Darin hadn't cut a big ballad in years, but he was convinced he could sing a vocal version of the love theme from Lady Sings the Blues. With a longtime acquaintance, Four Seasons producer Bob Crewe at the controls, a session was scheduled at the New York studio just after Bobby had concluded a stint at the Copacabana there. Well, Bobby elected to record live with the orchestra, a brave decision considering he had to leave town the next morning. The session was a moderate success, and the song became his last charting hit, reaching number 67 on the pop charts and number 32 on the adult contemporary charts. Well, writer Harriet Wasser, who attended the session, commented, quote, that if it was any indication of the compatibility between Bobby Darin and Bob Crewe in a recording session, we can look forward to them working together in the future. Well, they did get together once in 1973, recording two songs, before Bobby died on December 20th, 1973. He was just 37 years old. Well, after Bobby died, Bob Crewe went on to compile an LP Motown issued in 1974 entitled Darin, 1936 to 1973, a touching tribute to a man that he'd been associated with so briefly. Well, here is Bobby Darin and Happy, right here on Motown Memories.
Sadness had been close as my next of kin. Then Happy came one day, let happy be where sadness was. Happy, that's you. You made my life brand new. see what happy does. Let happy be where sadness was. Till we'll be right back.
beginning. First time I saw you passing by, oh, to me it was much more than a notion. It was
Commodores with Flying High, and they reached number 38 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1978. Before that, the Supremes with Stone Love, reaching number 7 on the Pop Charts and number 1 on the Rhythm Blues Charts from 1970. The long version of that 45 clocked in at 3 minutes and 47 seconds. And we started with Bobby Darin and Happy, which was the love theme from the movie called Lady Sings the Blues. And they reached number 67 on the Pop Charts and number 32 in the Adult Contemporary Charts from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring well-known artists that had limited success on the Motown record. Well, I've heard from two of those artists so far this hour. Here comes the third with Sammy Davis Jr. and In My Own Lifetime from 1971, right here on Motown.
In my own lifetime, I want to see the fighting cease. In my own lifetime, I want to see my sons enjoy the fruits of peace. While I'm still here, I want to know beyond a doubt that no one can lock us in or lock us out. We have climbed higher, much higher than I thought we'd climb. It's a long journey, and even though the end's in sight, there's not much time. I wanna know, sand.
my own lifetime. In my own lifetime, I want to see our efforts blessed. Yes, in my own lifetime, I want to see the walls come down, and then I'll rest. This Moses wants to see the promised land in my own lifetime.
Motown Memories. Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Makes a flower grow.
Marvin Gaye with Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, and they reached number 4 in the United States pop charts and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas with Come and Get These Memories, number 29 in the pop charts and number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. And we started with Sammy Davis Jr. and In My Own Lifetime, didn't chart but was recorded and released in 1971. Well, this hour, we featured 3 well-known artists with limited success on the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, another 3 artists with limited success. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.